Never know what brought me here, as if somebody led my hand. It seems I hardly had to steer, my course was planned. Convincing me you guide us all, and by your hand we rise and fall. But only for a moment, time enough to catch our breath again.
I need to hear you. It's been a long road getting from there to here. It's been a long time, but my time is finally here. And I can feel the change in the wind right now. Nothing's in my way, and they're not gonna hold me down no more. No, they're not. Cause I got faith on the heart. I'm going where my heart will take me. I got faith to believe I can do anything. I got strength on the soul, and no one's gonna bend or break me. I can reach any star.
Yeah. Silent night, when God came down as a holy child. Mary was starting to feel the labor. The inn was full, so they went to the stable. The town was buzzing and full of life. It's anything, baby, but a silent night. Well, baby, Jesus was meek and mild. The barnyard gang was going wild. The camel spitting, the donkeys kicking, the mother hen chasing baby chicken. Not a soul gonna sleep tonight. It's anything, baby, but a silent night. Now go. Shepherds came from far away to follow that star both night and day. They traveled up, they traveled down until they arrived at Bethlehem town. Praise the Lord, what a sight. Anything, baby, but a silent night.
Glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, let's have some fun. Oh, yeah. Glory, glory, what's it to you? God sent his son to get us right. It's anything, baby, but a silent night.
Take it away, Scotty. God sent his only son. What's it to you, baby? Make some noise out of here. The people came from far and wide just to stand by that baby's side. The glory streamed from up above. He is life and he is love. The cows are restless, the baby's crying. It's anything, baby, but a silent night.
Glory.
Up in here. There's a baby born. Jesus, the Lord's son. Can't be quiet.
Can't be quiet. Can be pretty tired and worn out. But maybe this weekend, holiday weekend, might be a little quiet here tonight, and that's okay. I don't need to spend a lot of time. I wanted to say hi to everybody. Love you all. We love God. We love Jesus, and we thank him for everything that he's doing in us and through us. And it's going along. I've had some experiences this week where, what can we say? I'm just working through the things that he's led me into, and could have been, you know, and I definitely have, even though, you know, they're not the most fun things, well, actually some of them were kind of fun, but for other reasons, but, you know, the circumstances were, you know, less than, one would normally have conflicted emotions, and I have to say, while there were some conflicted emotions, I had really a lot of peace about it, and mostly a smile on my face, and it was a real, and I appreciate him for that, and I also, but you know, I'm resting. I know I'm doing what he's led me to do, and I have seen the positive benefits for the people who matter most, and so anyway, here we are. Let's see. Today, the Lord led me to a scripture about fellowship. And I think it's another encouragement for us about our current but also future fellowship. We've all been through a lot. This is nothing new. There's no point in belating or you know, going over and over that every time we get together. But it's, you know, I am transitioning here. I just mentioned to Judy today, this afternoon, that I think... he's going to continue to show me, as long as we're here, he's going to continue to show me things, I think. Well, he will as long as I receive him a little. You know, about future dates and what have you. Certainly a trail of breadcrumbs. I am probably, after this week, with both the strength of the things that he's done recently with me, promises he's made me that are not directly about our date of departure, and combined with my general level of fatigue, probably the last date sets I'm going to really receive as possible dates of our departure are probably in the second week of June, if we're still here. I think there's a very reasonable likelihood we will not be. But if we are, I do believe this June 6th date set is significant. I'll review that in a minute. Quite frankly, my plate is extremely full. I am not only by the circumstances he's led me to and through in the world, also by the circumstances he has led me to and through by his direct leading and in my experience with him. I have a strong piece, but I also have really a lot of fatigue and spiritual, emotional, arguably physical, and certainly worldly fatigue, and fatigue with the world, and because it's just a screwed up mess. And you know, the truth is, I don't believe a lot of what's in the media, and so I don't obsess about a lot of all the daily angst that's in the media that's supposed to get everybody else stirred up every day. You know, worry about this, worry about that, blah, blah, blah. But we see the trends. We see definitely that the system is ever against the standards that have led, in fact, to a significant amount of prosperity and freedom in the world. We see everything coalescing against that, and we also know that it's part of God's plan, and he is going to allow the screws to be tightened on everybody as long as they're here, and because he is going to squeeze out every changed heart he possibly can from this, and so we know the template. I do believe the template. At this point, I think we're so far down that road, in my estimation, that we're seeing a lot of things play out in the spiritual with a handful of things in the natural, physical playing out accordingly. So many watchers and prognosticators, because of all of the signs of the heavens and everything, have reverted back to a 7-year scenario, even farther than 7 years, for the absolute completion of this cycle. And I think that's nonsense. And I think if you earnestly believed you were led to see a much sooner resolution to these things, I think you should stick with it. I know, and it's not as a matter of principle, but as a matter of a proof of what you believed before, and of course, as you're led. But, you know, I don't think, of all the changeable things, that's one of the less changeable things I think we should expect in our leading, because we're supposed to be offering signposts given by the Lord, and I just... You know, one of the things that we're called to do is to report his messages, believe how he leads us, and he's going to give us clues, use us even in our lives as clues to the things that are happening. I have something that, as far as I'm concerned, has literally a hard set date for resolution, and unless very significant rules and laws are broken, it will be done by the 20th of June. And that was the last thing that he's asked me to really do. He's told me it's the last major thing that he's asked me to take on in my personal life, my physical walk. And that doesn't mean it immediately ends with our taking out of here, but I think we could go anytime. What I'm saying, though, is that in my case, I have that from any time between now and then, I could have an absolute resolution of some very important works in my life that he's asked me to undertake. And I don't have total control of it. In fact, at the moment, I don't have, other than obedience and doing what I'm supposed to do, I don't have any control over it. And so I am watching and waiting in the natural. I'm watching and waiting in the emotional. I'm watching and waiting in the spiritual. And I can tell you I'm not having any fun in any of them. And that's just the truth. Well, maybe a little fun. But, I mean, certainly my life isn't all drudgery. But the point is, our lives are templates, and it is, in my opinion, it has cheapened a lot of the watching when people just completely dump everything they've so strongly professed beforehand to revert to some other alternate point of view. Because they can't understand that what they've experienced fits the point of view that they've already expressed. Be truly led by God to offer timelines and other things. And I mean, if you were truly led by God to offer those things. And there is, but I think most people were, well, I think a lot of people have been given a passion for it. I know I was. And that I knew it was his power that was working through me. Really for 20, maybe not 20 years, 15 years. But really, ever since I came to direct awareness and relationship with God and tried to meet him in his purpose for my life. And so because of that, it's disheartening to see people who so many people now who, we went through 2015, blah, 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 and everybody had everything all lined up, and they thought everything was going to happen just the way they expected or by the time they expected. And now that we're into 2016, so many people are shifting to other timelines and alternative point of views. I'm just going to say I think it cheapens everything that's gone before to do that just because you can't understand where we're at. So I know in my case, he has asked me to go out in faith countless times now in very important ways that were dear to me in faith and without understanding, focusing on his leading of me rather than in my understanding of what he was leading me to. So I didn't plan to get into this, but it's just a natural outgrowth. It's a spiritual, I guess, thing. So I guess I'm saying don't get too hung up on these 7-year way out in the boondocks on the calendar timelines. If he takes us there, well, then things are going to look a lot differently. And it would mean that so much of what we think we've been seeing that fits has just been the world replicating a pattern, trying to control events. But I don't think, it just certainly doesn't seem that he would have led us that way. So many of us, and particularly in our group here, the manner in which he has led us, the manner in which he has powerfully done things in each of our lives, which is no mistake, then Daniel waited a really long time to see what he expected. In fact,
what he expected. He waited till the last sort of moment, and then he called out to God, and God said, well, it's like this, you know, it's not 70 years, it's 490 years, and sorry about your luck, Daniel. You're not going to see it. I do believe, however, that he saw other things in Babylon associated with Esther, and that even though it wasn't what he was specifically looking for, I do believe he saw the promise of his hope fulfilled in a different way. And so we will have to see what the Lord does with us. At some point, these things will come to an end. At some point, the things, the fulfillment of things that we're anticipating will happen. And and from that point on, or until that time, we're going to have to exercise a certain amount of faith and continue to seek his leading, which is the most important thing. So what I have for today, well, I think what I want to do, especially since I find myself sharing a little much more than I anticipated just this then, I think what I want to do is just quickly go over our June 6th date set. The thing I want to mention more than anything is I mentioned a week ago, or I don't know, forget when, don't figure it out, conjunction, really sort of transit of Venus behind the sun, right between the horns of Taurus the Bull, on June 6th. It is the 44th day of the Omer count, if I'm remembering correctly. And this eclipse, if you will, of Venus behind the sun is going to occur for 44 hours. And I do believe, obviously, there's meaning in that. We also, many of us have seen the numbers 44. I've seen recently at 1144 quite a bit. But I discussed that on another show. On the Jewish calendar, the 5th of June is Jerusalem Day this year. The next day is the 6th and the 7th. My original date set that the Lord gave me was November 5th. But then he gave me 5, 6, and 7. Then he gave me 6 and 7 in a string, so 5, 6, and 7. And it's interesting now that this particular moment, signs in the heavens, do center on the 6th and would include the 5th, the 6th, and the 7th. I mentioned that on the show, and Jason had a dream where the Lord clearly spoke to him and told him that I had a PhD in astrophysics. And, I'm going to trust what God says on that, and I believe that was a confirmation that this is the point that he wants us to see. I'm going to bring something up here to confirm, because I have not been studying and putting these clues together. I've just got too much on my plate, and I can only, you know, really accomplish so much right now in a day. It's quite a bit to do things that we're doing. Well, anyway, I'm looking at some information here, pondering some of the ins and the outs. What this day is, so we're basically looking at the 6th of June, give or take a day. It is interesting. It's prophetic in some form from God that the 6th of June is this day that I'm being led to with this planet alignment that I happen to see after not looking at these things for quite a while. And I found it immediately and was like, whoa. There's this element. The name of Egypt means between the straits. This concept of between the straits is a very biblical thing. It's sort of the biblical version, really, origination of the phrase we have in English, colloquialism, called between a rock and a hard place. It means you're caught between two difficult circumstances. And I believe the two horns of the bull are very much like that. And I believe Venus is the only feminine planetary object is representing the bright here, going behind the sun, which represents the power of God, to be hidden in between the bulls, between the horns of Taurus the bull, which represents the power of God. And remember, Jesus is the Aleph in the top, the Aleph in the Omega. The Aleph, the symbol for Aleph in the Hebrew pictograms, is the bull. The bull with horns, the bullhead with horns. So the Aleph represents the bullhead with horns, the power of the God. And the Tav, of course, is symbolized by Omega in the Greek, but in the Hebrew, it's Tav, and it is a what we would recognize in our alphabet as a lowercase t, which is to say a sign of the cross, which is salvation. So power and salvation is Jesus Christ and everything in between. And I do believe that this is beautifully symbolized in this event in Taurus on the 6th of June. He led me to that. He gave Jason a word, a very specific one, that I had a PhD in astrophysics. Well, what I'm going to say is God says I have a PhD in astrophysics. The only thing that I've been studying along those lines is this event. And so I'm going to believe that that's a very powerful confirmation for this day. I'm going to give it a few extra days. We have the June 8th and 9th cutoff, the Cleaver Dream. The 8th and 9th appear in June when he gave you that Cleaver Dream in the correct place in the calendar on a Wednesday and a Thursday. By the way, the 4th and the 5th of June are representative on the Jewish calendar of Jesus' Day of Ascension. And it depends on how many nights you believe he was in the tomb. There are different accounts which lead people to different conclusions. One, and the one I lean towards, is that he was actually in the tomb two nights, not three. And that would make the 42nd day of the Omer count, the 27th of Jesus Ascension Day. But the next day, if he was three nights in the tomb, would be 43rd day of the Omer and the 28th of ER. And, of course, you have the overlap between the two and the various calendars and the biblical days. So that happens to be Jerusalem Day, the day of the capturing of Jerusalem by Israel in the Six-Day War in 1967. The actual date on the Gregorian calendar was June 7th. So here we have on the looking at calendars, which he has had us do quite a bit, but seeing clues leading to more than one. Well, here we have, if we compare and overlay the Jewish calendar and the Gregorian calendar, we see the capturing or the repatriation of Jerusalem by Israel, both on the 5th of June and the 7th of June. And those are as if signposts. And between those two signposts, between the straits, between those objects, vertical objects, we have the 6th of June. The 6th of June is reminiscent of D-Day. The 6th of June and D-Day in World War II represents the beginning of the end of the Nazi Third Reich, the evil empire, if you will, of the 20th century. And at least one of them. And the... So it was the beginning of the end of that totalitarian regime, which was an attempt to establish the thousand millennial reign, not of Christ, but of Satan over people. This was the model. This is why it was Third Reich. Reich means millennia, thousand years. So this is literally and quite without, by the way, without any anyone who understood biblical prophecy could understand at then and now that they literally were trying to take the world over and prevent Jesus Christ from establishing a millennial reign by establishing their own ahead of time. So the June 6th is a huge day. Now, the other thing is, I've mentioned that June 6th is a big day because I was led to see June 6, 2009, and Barack Obama's visit to the Berlin area, mentioning of the Weimar Republic, and also his, instead of visiting the traditional sites of recognitions of D-Day on that day, he did go to Europe, but instead he went to the most Jewish of concentration camps, death camps, in Germany, which made the Germans very uncomfortable. And by the way, he flew in from the 5th of June that year in 2009. He was in Egypt, and he made a private address to Egyptians. He toured the Egyptian pyramids, saw a picture of Akhenaten, and said, in the hieroglyphs, and he said, "Hey, that looks like me." And the truth was, it absolutely did look like him. And history has been written. Jonathan Cleck's information overlaps this very substantially. And excuse me. And thing is, that night on the 5th, he flew from Egypt to Germany. I suspect there is a secret ceremony, probably at the seat of Satan on the island in Berlin, and that came from Pergamum and brought by the Nazis to, from Pergamum to Berlin. And I believe there was some kind of a secret recognition or ceremony of Obama at that time, but I am not sure. But nevertheless, the Lord led me to see that date as highly significant and link it to the 2,300 days of power of the beast as prophesied in Daniel. Not the 1,260 or all that, and not the 2,520 days, which you never see totaled up in Scripture, but a specific 2,300-day period. Now, yes, we have not seen him physically fall from power, but that does not mean, in God's eyes, his time was not over. So we will have to see. That time ended on the 23rd of September, 2015, and here we are. So we wait to see what God does. But the fact that it's the same day as I'm now seeing as a potential departure date, particularly with the planet Venus representing the bride, also that being roughly a week ahead of Pentecost, which would be a perfect time for the worldwide rapture of the church after our elopement. So these things are all in the mix, the 5th, 6th, and 7th. I will go through the 9th and add a few more days to Pentecost. Jewish Pentecost, and after that, I will not refuse to note dates. He just showed me something here that of note in July, about the middle of July, and also, I actually have something for later in August. But he's not led me to say anything about it. I don't know what it means. It's a signpost. I don't know if, you know, it's potentially a trail in the trail of breadcrumbs that we've been following. But in terms of, you know, expecting and discussing our departure, this is probably going to be it for me outside of believing it could be any day. The string of events that has been so powerful and so strong, I have followed and believed in, but there's a point at which I cannot. Probably continue to invest, even though I still will believe it could be any day. It could be any day now, it could be any day after then. And as long as we're here, it will be any day when he wants to do things and get things straightened out. But for me, this is the time period I am intensely focused on, and in a manner that I don't expect to be focused from here on out, because quite frankly, when I started all this, he had me in a place where it was even comfortable for me to pursue a lot of these things. Well, comfortable is an overstatement, but it was at least entirely possible. And now, if he doesn't get us out of here pretty soon, I am going to be probably pretty substantially loaded. I mean, in my anticipation, I mean, you know, he could do something and he could change things. Praise God if he chooses to do that. But the reason I'm offering this right now is not because I'm making a big threat or anything. What I'm really doing is saying this is a big deal coming up here around, give or take, the 6th of June, all the way through Jewish Pentecost, because of how it plays into the other things. Now, I'm going to read, we may even come back to Michelle's email from the 24th that I read on the show the other day. But that night, she sent me another one, and it was shorter, and this is what she sent. And this is catches me up, by the way, on any of the garage work or leadings or dreams from Jason and Michelle in terms of what we shared here. So she says, I'm also wondering if the June 8th and 9th cutoff in the 2016 calendar is also referring to Pentecost in 2014, since June 8th was Pentecost in 2014, meaning that there would be no going past Pentecost. This would have meaning for the water rapture this year if it is on June 12th and 13th. Yeah, that's absolutely true, and it could very well be. That is a perfect fit. There's nothing that stretched there for her to say that, because in 2014, when I did have this week's dream with Pentecost mentioned specifically twice, it was within the Elijah pattern. It was, which we are unclear is how that's going forward at this point. You know, what aspect of it, although Michelle's did have some good info that we mentioned the other day. But well, I just want to acknowledge this, because June 8th in 2014, when probably this did start. So from June 8th, there would be two more Pentecost. So that would be 15th and 16th. So what she's saying is, if from June 8th there are going to be two more Pentecosts before we go, then this Pentecost on the 12th of June would be it. I happen to think that the Day of Ascension would be a better day for us to poo. And they, because I believe the worldwide rapture is going to be a sign for the world, and it's going to be a sign in particular for Judaism. It's going to be a sign for Judaism. It makes sense that it would happen on a day that the Jews would recognize as significant for both Christians and Jews. And Pentecost is one of those days. It would also, if you read Revelation, I've mentioned this before, it is clear in Revelation that there comes a time when the people who are doing evil or who have disregarded God in the way they've lived their lives, there is no doubt in their mind that the wrath of God is indeed from God. They curse God, and they go hide in a hole, more afraid of the power of God than death. Something needs to change in the world for people's consciences to become turned in that direction. Something needs to change. It's most certainly not that way right now, but it will happen. So what is it that's going to happen? Well, I don't know exactly, but I do believe the departure of the church is a significant clue along those lines, because the worldwide rapture will involve so many people as to be probably recognized virtually everywhere in the world, or nearly everywhere, and it also probably is going to be accompanied by a heavenly display that everyone will see, and then people will ask questions and try to find answers, and not so unlike as almost a lot of the Christian movies about the rapture. You know, there people will be seeking answers, and also the people who are against God, knowingly and willingly, well, they're going to have their strategies to try to have alternative answers for what the problems are. So, so we will see. But thing is, this time is extremely is extremely significant. And we're going to be headed out of here soon, I think. I really have the sense, months and months ago, the stuff that I'm going through in my life, these procedures that I'm processing right now, a long time ago, I had the sense that I was going to be called to complete them, even though they were distasteful, unexpected, and way beyond when any basic anticipation I had that we would still be here in our current form. But after a little while, it became clear to me that my expectation was that I was going to have to complete them. Well, they are completing this month, and within a month they will be complete. And other than dealing with the effects of it, it will be done. So something big is going to change here. And I think he's got this lined up. So many of us are having similar experiences in our lives, even though the specifics are different. He has often used us. I mean, we are the donkey bearing the load. We're the jackass bearing the burden. There's no mistaking that metaphor applied to us. And we can, you know, it applies to the tribe of Issachar and even all the way back to Genesis. So, we move on, we go down the trail. Not particularly enjoying it, this aspect of it at this point, but in truth, I'm really having to watch my tongue now because I have a significant amount of frustration, but at the same time, I also have a peace and a joy that is very real and is displayed in many occasions with a smile on my face. I am at ease in situations that I might not be if I didn't have what he's given me. So we will see. So that's pretty much, I think, what I have right now. Let me double check and make sure. I haven't checked the switchboard real quick, but you know, this is a holiday weekend, and I think everybody's pretty much with their families or doing things. And I'm sure Mama Pat, for example, who would otherwise call in, I'm sure she's got a lot of people at her house. So I don't see her on board, and I don't see Tana, and she'd show Thursday night. But I wanted to get back to everybody and say, and just sort of touch base, give an update. I think it's going to be a very interesting weekend, even today, and I think we are going to see a lot between now and at the very least the second week of June. I'm not going to make too many prognostications. In fact, even the stuff that I think I'm less prone to say now just because I just want to do what he wants me to do. And we're walking this out. It is a faith walk. And the things were fulfilled in one manner. At Jesus' first coming, they're going to be fulfilled in a different manner at his second coming. And we are most certainly very near that time. So praise God. Pass the faith. Pass the faith. Because here we go. So anyway, that's what I have for today. I'm going to send us out with a little bit of music. And if I can just, oh, I know, there's a song I was going to play the other day. So play a couple of songs here. Hang in there. It's coming. And I don't know when. Unless I do. And if I do, more than likely it's because the Lord conferred upon me a degree of professor of astrophysics. I'm going to presume my thesis paper is on the June 6th eclipse of Venus behind the sun. So we will see how that goes. So let's get out of here. Love you all.
Call me for Rockets may crumble, she brought to me tumbles, they only made of clay. But I love this girl to stay.
It's ever clear, our love is here to stay. Not for a year, but ever and a day. The radio and the telephone and the movies that we know may just be passing fancies, and in time may go. But no, oh, my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In time the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay.
Gibraltar may crumble,
they're only